split a couple of matches. I tell you, every time, the Phillipsburg, the Oberlins, it's never easy against those teams, is it?
No. Every year we go down there for a triangular against Oberlin and Phillipsburg, and we always know that when we go down there, it's going to be a tough battle. And last night was the same thing. We started off, our first duel was against Phillipsburg, and we knew that that was going to be a tough duel for our team. Phillipsburg has a great team, you know, from top to bottom. I think they're ranked number three in their class down in Kansas, and, you know, they have some hammers in their lineup, especially in the middleweights, you know, from about 132 to all the way to 157. They're really solid, and wins were hard to come by last night in that duel. And unfortunately, right now we're a little beat up, and we got a little bit of sickness going throughout our team, so we weren't at full strength, and we ended up losing that duel against Phillipsburg. And we knew that that was going to be a tough duel to win. And, we were just trying to get some, individual wins out there on the mat against them. Probably the marquee match of the night in any of the duels happened in the Phillipsburg duel with us. At 144 pounds, Tristan Campbell wrestled a very highly ranked wrestler from Phillipsburg. And fortunate for us, Tristan went out there and got a convincing win, won his match 8-2. And, that was a good feather in his cap on the night, getting a good win, a good solid victory against a highly ranked opponent. And so we felt good about that in that duel. But, being shorthanded, I think we only had 10 guys wrestling in that duel last night against Phillipsburg. And so the score kind of got a little bit away from us. But I give credit to our guys just for how hard they competed as a team in that first duel. And then right after that, we had a duel against Oberlin. And, our guys, they regrouped quickly. They didn't have a long time to feel sorry for themselves. And, I think some of our guys went out there in that second duel, and they were a little bit upset with how the first duel went, and we went out there and took care of business, and we were actually able to get the victory against Oberlin. We ended up winning 42-36, and pretty close score. And our guys know by this time in the season that in order to win a duel, we have to go out there and we have to get, as many bonus points as we can. And, some of our younger guys, some of our guys that wrestle mainly on JV and fill in for varsity duels went out there and competed hard. One in particular was the first match of that duel. Wyatt Benish at 132 pounds went out there and got a pin for our team. And kind of really got the ball rolling for our team. And, it was great to see, him go out there and do that, kind of be a spark plug for our team. And so, hats off to Wyatt Benish. And then, other guys that got wins in that second duel were Tristan Campbell, once again at 144 pounds. Tate Schaefer got a pin at 157 pounds. And Gabe Roberts got a pin at 190 pounds. And, that really, those pins were really the difference in the duel. So it was great to, end the night with a win over Oberlin. And, like you said, two highly competitive duels. And, just pleased with, even though we were shorthanded, how hard the guys that did compete, how hard they wrestled and were able to get a victory for our team.
Coach, one day of rest on Friday, and then come back at Chase County Invite, and this is a new one, a new invite for you. You haven't been to Chase County in a while, have you?
Nope. I think a long time ago, before my time, I think McCook used to go to the Chase County Tournament. but we stopped going. Oberlin does not have their tournament this year, and so we were scrambling to find a tournament. Chase County was nice enough to let us into their tournament, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of teams, a lot of the smaller schools around the area that we don't normally get to see and compete against. We're going to be able to see those wrestlers and see those teams, and it's just going to be nice to see some new faces, different faces, as well as some teams that we do normally see. Sydney and Ogallala, they send their varsity squads to this tournament, so those are two teams that we are familiar with, and so there will be some familiar faces, but I think there's over 20 teams at this tournament, and so some of these brackets are quite large because not only do they send their varsity wrestlers, but some of these teams send their JV wrestlers as well, and so I think what I saw last was the largest weight class. They had 19 wrestlers in one weight class, and so it's going to be a long day, but it's going to be a lot of good wrestling competition. I think some good teams that are going to be there. Chase County's probably got to feel good about themselves and the team that they have. And then Sedgwick County from Colorado? They're a highly ranked team in their class from Colorado, and so I'm sure they're sending a lot of good wrestlers as well. And so we're going to have, I think, 10 or 11 guys wrestling on Saturday, and hopefully our guys go out there and compete well and represent McCook well at the Chase County Tournament.